You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Have you ever wondered who the Mary was from Bloody Mary? If the Loch Ness Monster was real, or if Ouija boards actually worked? On each episode of the family-friendly Unspookable, we look at the histories and mysteries behind your favorite scary stories, myths, and urban legends to get the real stories behind the scares. Want to solve your next mystery? Find and follow Unspookable now, wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like who Art Ed?
I'm trying to spice it.
Who Art Ed? Mr. Wood, Art Ed, me.
Yeah. Either way, it's ambiguous. It works on art. So many levels.
I know.
That's off to a great start.
Welcome to Who Arted, weekly art history for all ages. I'm your host, Kyle Wood, and today we're looking at Yutagawa Hiroshige. Hiroshige stands as a titan in the realm of Japanese woodblock prints. His tranquil landscapes, meticulously detailed cityscapes, and captivating depictions of flora and fauna continue to resonate with viewers centuries after their creation. Hiroshige's life, however, was far from the serene stroll through the picturesque scenes he immortalized. Born into a humble background and navigating a rapidly changing artistic landscape, Hiroshige's artistic journey mirrored the dynamism of his era. His early life is shrouded in a bit of mystery. He was born in Edo, which is today the city of Tokyo, in 1797. He was most likely the son of an actor, and he received his artistic training under the esteemed Yutagawa Toyoharu. Toyoharu was known for his kabuki portraits and landscapes. He instilled in Hiroshige a meticulous attention to detail and a fascination with the natural world. Hiroshige's early work reflected this influence, focusing on kabuki actors and historical figures. He really came into his own, though, when he turned his gaze toward the world outside the studio walls. During Hiroshige's formative years, Edo was a vibrant metropolis pulsating with life. The city boasted a burgeoning middle class eager for entertainment and depictions of their everyday world. This period became known as the Ukiyo-e period. It was images of the floating world. Artists were depicting scenes that would be appealing to that new middle class. Often this would include depictions of kabuki actors and other things of the earthly pleasures. Hiroshige, with a keen eye and insatiable curiosity, began documenting the bustling streets, iconic landmarks, and seasonal beauty of Edo in his prints. His series, 100 Famous Views of Edo, from 1856 to 1859, remains a testament to his ability to capture the essence of a city in all its dynamic chaos. Much like Hokusai's series, 36 Views of Mount Fuji, the number in the title can be a bit misleading. Hiroshige's series was so popular, he actually ended up creating 119 prints. Each print, be it depicting the serene elegance of Shinagawa or the bustling Ohashi Bridge at night, reveals a masterful interplay of light, shadow, and human activity. Hiroshige's use of perspective, often employing a low vantage point, invited viewers into the heart of the scene. It made them participants in the unfolding spectacle. Now, Hiroshige was adventurous. He looked beyond the city for inspiration. He embarked on numerous journeys across Japan, meticulously documenting his travels in a stunning series of prints. The 53 Stations of Tokaido stands as his most celebrated work in this genre. The series captures the iconic Tokaido Highway, a vital artery connecting Edo and Kyoto, depicting not just the landscapes, but also the lives of travelers, merchants, the local residents encountered along the way. Here's Shige's portrayal of Mount Fuji, a recurring motif in the series. After all, Mount Fuji was the highest peak on the island of Japan and a sacred site in the Shinto religion. And Hiroshige's depiction became really the depiction, the icon of the mountain. He masterfully captured Fuji under different weather conditions and from various vantage points, imbuing the mountain with a sense of awe and ever-changing personality. He possessed a deep appreciation for the natural world, and his prints featured birds, flowers, and insects showcased this remarkable ability to translate the delicate details and vibrant colors of nature onto paper. In addition to nature, he also captured human activity, cherry blossom viewing parties, bustling markets, and quiet temple gardens, earning a reputation as a masterful storyteller, using landscapes and everyday occurrences to evoke a sense of time, place, and the fleeting beauty of existence. All of this was perfect for the UKOA period. As I've discussed in previous episodes, UKOA is images of the floating world, and if you want to learn more, I'll include links to other relevant episodes in the show notes. Hiroshige's career coincided with a period of significant social and artistic change in Japan. The isolationist Tokugawa shogunate was slowly loosening its grip, and Western influences began to seep into Japanese culture. Hiroshige, unlike some of his contemporaries, didn't shy away from these foreign influences. He incorporated elements of Western perspective techniques into his work, creating a unique blend of traditional Japanese aesthetics and a more realistic depiction of space. This unique approach, the synthesis of Japanese and Western styles, made his work broadly appealing. Hiroshige's artistic legacy extends far beyond Japan. His works had a profound impact on artists like Vincent van Gogh, Claude Monet, who were captivated by his use of light, color, and perspective. The influence of Hiroshige's work can be seen in the Impressionist movement's focus on capturing fleeting moments and the interplay of light and shadow on landscapes. Sadly, Hiroshige's life ended in 1858. He was a victim of the Great Annecy earthquake that devastated Edo. Still, his art lives on, captivating audiences for well over a century now. His woodblock prints, windows into a bygone era, continue to evoke a sense of wonder and appreciation for the beauty of the everyday world.
This concludes this week's episode of Who Arted, part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. If you found this tolerable, please leave a rating or review on your favorite podcast app. You can find images of the work being discussed this week and every week on social media at Who Arted Podcast on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and of course on the website whoartedpodcast.com. Podcast done.